Hi.
Yes, I'm not Dr. Una, but my name is Cheta Anachuku and I'm her daughter. Before you get into the episode, I wanted to tell you about an amazing new masterclass my mom will be hosting on Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. EST, called The Top 3 Ways to Attract Patients to Your Private Practice in 2024. She will share the strategies that are working in her private practice and in the practices of her clients who are running seven-figure practices. It's not one to miss, so head over to save your spot at entremd.com/workshop. That's www.entremd.com/workshop. And be sure to share this with the private practice owners in your life. They will love you forever. Now, here's Dr. Una.
Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. We are going to have an absolute blast because I am going to be talking about something that I've known, but maybe I lost track of, and I rediscovered it, and it is so powerful. And really, it is around how to declutter mentally, but this is something that a lot of times gets missed. It's not obvious. It's not glaring, but it's a big issue, okay? And so the background of this is I found myself in a situation where I was feeling more stressed than I usually am. So for the most part, I have internal peace. Like I am cool, like really cool. And I've built a lot of habits, you know, to support that and a lot of principles that I observe to support that. And so when this started, it was really subtle. It wasn't anything drastic or crazy. Nobody would have looked at me and said, I'm stressed out. But on the inside, there was just this internal stress. And I'm like, what is it? I tried to figure it out. I couldn't figure out what it was. You know, so a lot of times I didn't pay it any mind because it wasn't obvious. I just knew that I don't walk around like this. I walk around at complete peace. What is going on? And so I started digging into what exactly was going on. It was really bad. I started praying about it. I'm like, what is this, right? And there's one thing that came to mind. It was so powerful because it occurred to me that this was what I was doing and I fixed it. And right away, I went from some underlying lack of peace that had been there probably for months, really. But that's what I'm saying. It was so subtle that I didn't pay too much mind because I wouldn't remember. But going from that to boom. Right? Now, of course, there are other things, right? This is not the only thing, but this is a big thing and it's a hidden thing. And that thing is indecision. I had all these big decisions that I had to make, fairly big decisions I had to make. And I was like, yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I'll think about it later. And I didn't realize this, but I had stacked up a number of things that I had made no decisions on. And so this started creating all this stress because if you make a decision, you can move on. If you don't make a decision, then you're walking around with it, right? It's kind of like there on your to-do list in your mind and filed away. And so it was all this indecision. And so I literally got out my journal, got my pen, and started writing all those things I had not made decisions on. And I made decisions on them, put dates by them and all of that. And I went from stressed out internally, even though subtle, back to complete peace. It was so amazing. And I figured, you know what? I'll come share it with you. Okay. So the thing about this is it's really sneaky because you don't really, I mean, who wakes up and says, I'm just not going to decide on anything, right? And so I said, you know what? Why don't I pull out 10 things that you could potentially not be making decisions on? And maybe you've had these things for months and you're just walking around with them and it's creating all this tension on the inside, right? And we want to have lives that we love, right? EntreMD is all about, you know, living life and practicing medicine on your terms. And there's a lot of peace. It doesn't mean you don't work hard and all that, but then there's the peace and enjoying life, right? Okay, so what are some of those things? And this is no particular order. It's just random, okay? All right, so the first thing, for instance, like what software, something as simple as what software am I going to use? And that could look like if you're in private practice, you know, I really want to change my EHR, which one is it going to be? Or it could be, you know, I'm a course creator. Am I going to use Kajabi or am I going to use Kartra or, you know, whichever other searchy, whatever platform that is. Or you're like, oh, I need an email service provider. You know, am I going to do MailChimp or ConvertKit or am I going to do Kajabi with the all-in-one? Or am I going to do Flowdesk? What am I going to do? Right? And the longer you kind of let that sit, like you've collected the information, but you're like, yeah, I'm not sure, you know, and all that, you're walking around with it and walked around it for months. It is a source of stress. It's like, decide already and move on. It could be that. It could be hiring. And this could be, what role am I going to hire for? And for the last 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, you're still thinking about the same thing, right? Or you're like, I have interviewed people and I've interviewed these three people. So who's the person? I don't know. You know, I'm kind of thinking about it all. Now, am I saying you don't think about things? No, we're going to talk about, you know, how to approach these things. But if you've been thinking about it after doing all the interviews, you like you did three interviews with everybody and, you know, 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, you're still thinking, that's a problem, right? And that's going to create all this mental tension for you. Number three, something as simple as I want to hire. What is the person's job description going to be? I have seen doctors who 4 months later, 5 months later, they're still working on this job description. I've done something like that, maybe not 4 months, but you know, where you're just sitting on it. Like decide what it is. Number four could be your next offering, right? Like, so if you're a private practice, maybe there's a new vertical you've wanted to bring into your business. You've kind of been playing around with it for months and months and months and years and stuff like that. Or maybe you're a coach and you've been doing the one-on-one, you know, it's time for a group, but you don't know where to start with a group. Or you're doing a group and, you know, it's time for you to create this other experience for your people and you know it and your clients have been asking for it, but you're kind of like thinking about it and you've thought about it for 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. Now, it's different if you decide you made an executive decision, I'm not going to do it now. But if you're walking around with the indecision of, do I do it? Don't I do it? Again, that's mental clutter. Number five, let's say you wanted to do an event. Where are we going to have the event? Where is the location of this event? Right? And for months, you've been, you know, every evening you come in and you're Googling, you know, best retreats in the United States and you're still thinking about it, but you haven't done anything, right? Or it may not even be the retreat. It may not even be the location. It may be the date. What day are we going to do this? Months later, what day are we going to do this? Indecision. So you're just, you know, thinking about it and thinking about it. What date are we going to do that? What date are we going to do the open house? What date are we going to do the retreat? What day are we going to do the conference? What day are we going to do the walk with the doc? What day? What day? What day? Just walking around, you know, what day? Number seven, maybe you've decided, you know what? I want to put my brand out there. I want to put my business out there, but I don't know if I'm going to do a Facebook Live every week or I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to start a YouTube channel. I'm going to start a blog. Okay, which one? But you've thought about it, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, 8 months, maybe 2 years. And you're just walking around with that, right? Because it's undecided. It's not checked off. It's not, there's no date to it. There's no decision on it. It's just mental clutter. Number eight, maybe you know. Okay, so you're in this space where your life has changed. Okay, so maybe you are running a private practice and you know you had been an employed physician, but now you're running your own. And what that means is that you also have a CEO role and you also have a manager role, but your schedule hasn't changed. Like you haven't, you know, you're like, I know I need to block off time when I'm going to do these certain things. I'm going to look at the profit and loss statement, the rest of the financials, or I'm going to do the training for my staff, or I'm going to do some marketing things for the practice, but there's no schedule. You know, right? This is not about you not knowing. You know, you're like, I really need to tweak my schedule. I really need to block off some stuff. You've thought about it since the beginning of the year. You still haven't done it, right? And again, I'm not judging. I'm telling you that I was facing stress because I found out there were all these decisions I just hadn't made. I knew I needed to make them. I had the information to make them, but I just didn't make them, right? Okay, so maybe, you know, it's time to tweak your week. And as long as it's not tweaked, guess what? Not only do you have the mental stress, you also have the stress of that's created because time is being mismanaged, right? Number nine, vendors. Like, oh, who are we going to buy our vaccines from? 10 years later, you're still thinking about it, right? Who are we going to buy our office supplies from? Who are we going to buy that from? Who are we going to use as our Facebook ads guy? All of that. And you've looked at many people, you have the information, but you just have not made the decision. Number 10, deadlines. And so think about it. You're supposed to do a presentation. You have to turn in PowerPoint slides. You're going to be speaking at an event, right? They give you a deadline, but of course, you know not to work with their deadline. You work with your own deadline. So when are you going to make those slides? When are you going to do that? No decision is made. So what's floating in your head the entire time? Oh, yeah, I have to do the slides. Oh, yeah, 2 hours later. Oh, yeah, I have to do the slides. But if you schedule them, every time that thought comes, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm doing that on, you know, Thursday the 14th. You see what I mean? And so it's just the indecision. So think about all these things. Think about of the 10, how many you've identified that, wait a minute, I have not made a decision on that in forever. And this list doesn't include all the options. There are other things. And these are just business things. Think about in your personal life and all that. It's just one decision not made after the other. So if you want to be a person who's going to live above stress and mental clutter, and you're deciding one of the habits I'm going to have to do that is I'm going to be this person who is decisive, right? Which is one of the traits of the ultra successful. I'm decisive. What does that look like? That looks like there's a decision that needs to be made. You get the information you need, right? To make the decision. This does not take forever. You get the information you need to take. So if it is an EMR, for instance, that may look like you're getting a demo and all of those kind of things. If it's, should I do podcast, YouTube, or blog? There are studies that compare the three of them, the pros and cons and all of that. If you are deciding you want to do an event, well, there's information on the event location, stuff like that. If it's a date, you can look at the date. Is my family off? Is there any national holiday around there? Do all the schools get off at that time? Like, you can look at that. There, you can get the information. So that is step one. Step two is you can consult people, right? And that could be people who have used what you're trying to use, done what you've tried to do, or they're vendors for that thing or whatever, but you can do actual consults. You can get actual reviews from actual people who have used this service or have done things like that. So you can talk to actual people, right? And so that is one of the things that, for instance, in the EntreMD Business School, a lot of the doctors in there will do because, hey, I was thinking about this. And there will always be someone who has either had that experience, wanted to do that thing, used that thing, made a mistake with a date and all of that. So that's all consulting. That's what they're doing in the context of this private Facebook group for the business school students, right? So you're going to consult, which is fine. Look at reviews. That's part of consulting. And then number three, once you have the information and the consult, it's time to make a decision. What if I make the wrong decision? Make it already. There's nothing wrong with making a wrong decision, right? I'm making a wrong decision. Now, I don't want to say this casually because there are other aspects to it. But I mean, like if you were going to do an event and 6 months later, you haven't decided on a date, it's almost better you pick a date and it was the wrong date and you learned the lesson and you keep it moving. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be that person who's not making decisions. So you get the information, you do the consult, you make a decision. You make the best decision you can make. You make an excellent decision, which means the best decision you can make with the information and resources you have at the time, right? Okay, so make the decision. When you're done making the decision, take action, right? And when you're done taking action, get feedback. Was this a great decision? Would I tweak it differently? Would I do it differently the next time? And all of those things. And you cannot get feedback, which is so valuable, except you make a decision and you take action. I'll give you an example with the EntreMD Business School. When we first launched it, you know, there are so many reasons I could have not done it, right? I could have not made the decision because one, it's a business school. And what I know is, you know, Harvard has a business school, Emory has a business school, Stanford has a business school. Like, what in the world, right? And so I'm like, What are you doing, right? And so there was that doubt there. I could have said, you know, this is not the right time. Let me go back, get an MBA. Let me do all of that stuff, right? And I was like, okay, this is the pathway I'm going to help people go through. I'm going to help them find their message. I'm going to help them, you know, put that message everywhere. So build a really visible brand, convert that to revenue, impact of revenue. And I'm going to teach them to build systems around it so that they can enjoy, you know, business is a means to an end. So they can enjoy the life that their business supports. And then I put that out there. Well, let me tell you, that was a quote unquote mistake in the sense that so many people in the audience are like, well, I'm not even ready for that. I know I want more. I just don't know what more is. I don't know if my business idea is the right idea. I have too many ideas and all that stuff. And so that was me getting information, consulting, making a decision, taking action and getting feedback. So what did I do? I didn't have to burn the whole thing down. I just had to add something else for the person who is like, well, I want to make sure my business idea is the right idea, that it can be profitable and all of that, right? And so was that process perfect? No. Did I have many reasons to stall on that decision? Yes. But I got information. I got consults. I made a decision. I acted and I got feedback. And I continue to get feedback and I continue to modify it based on feedback. So the EntreMD Business School is a living organism, right? Because it's not the same as it was a year ago. It's not the same as it was 6 months ago because we continue to work on it. But if I did not make the decision in the first place, I would not be here. And so because I made the decision, the business school is over 2 years old, has served over 200 doctors, has created many docs who have, you know, started businesses, surpassed six figures, surpassed multiple six figures, surpassed seven figures, surpassed multiple seven figures, right? Because I made a decision. Okay. Was there some fear that what if this doesn't work? Well, I think that goes with any new thing, but we can't let it stop us. Okay. So if we go back to my story, after I realized this, I took the time, I made all these decisions, I put dates on all these things I needed to put dates on, and I went from, what is this stress, no inner peace thing going on, to Husa, inner peace. And I would love the same for you. So identify those areas where you have all these decisions, especially bigger decisions, that have not been made. Get the information, if you haven't already, get the consult, if you haven't done that already, and then make the decision. Take action, get feedback. Okay. But that process will bring you to this place where you get a lot of clutter out of your mind and you can have peace and you can enjoy your journey as an entrepreneur. Okay. I would love for you to have the experience that I have. And that experience is that I am an entrepreneur. I work hard on my business. I am so grateful that I have the privilege of impacting a lot of lives. And I'm grateful that, you know, our businesses generate significant revenue. But in the process of growing that business, I am enjoying my life. And I'm not just talking about vacations and all of those things. I'm talking about day to day. I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about that inner happiness and all of those things. And you can have that. But indecision is something that can destroy that. But now you know what to do. And as you do it, you'll be well on your way of having more peace, enjoying your day more, enjoying your family more, enjoying what you do more, because you're not walking around with 10,000 undecided things on your to-do list. Okay. So on this one, I would really be excited to hear how it helps you. You can send me a private message on Instagram or Facebook. I am Dr. Una Chukwu on Instagram. I'm Neka Una Chukwu on Facebook. And, you know, let me know and definitely share this episode with another doctor in your life. It will absolutely change their lives. Okay. So this was great. Share it. And I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand. And I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.